Welcome to the Mission Critical Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, Justin Hebert, creator of the Mission Critical Coaching System, where we take a unique, holistically based approach to your personal growth. We examine all aspects of your life and leadership, and we engage your heart and mind to unlock your full potential so you can be, do, and have it all. On this episode, we launch the new podcast, discuss the big changes happening behind the scenes, and set the foundation for success. Welcome to the show. Welcome, everybody, to the Mission Critical Leadership Podcast. I am your host, and my name is Justin Hebert, recording today in studio episode one of the Mission Critical Leadership Podcast. And what I wanted to do today was quite simply just set the foundation for where this is going to go. And so I want to share a bit of that journey with you because I think it demonstrates some of the continual changes that we all face. And one of the things that we can be fearful of if we're not careful is we think that change is bad. And we don't realize all of the changes in which we make every single day that are actually good things, right? And we might make the change and the decision to set our life on a new course. And that is in part what this podcast is about. So I'm going to share maybe briefly a bit about who I am and that story that leads us to today. So if you don't know me, again, my name is Justin Hebert. I grew up in Kansas on the central plains of the Midwest on a farm, and hours outside in imaginative play really began to just shape my curiosity for the world. My dad was a farmer, my mom was a librarian and an educator growing up, and so there were aspects of hard work and discipline and that kind of farmer life that were instilled in me. And then there were aspects of the bookworm and the nerd, and my mom like worked in the basement of the library, and I got to explore like the archives that most people didn't get to see, and really got exposed to a lot of different books and culture that way growing up. My mom was also the general secretary for the American Library Association, and what that meant was every summer they would hold a national conference, a national convention, and we got to go. She had to go for work, and my family tagged along as our summer vacation. And so I got to see a lot of the United States at a very young age, and that just continued to kind of further my interest and my curiosity in the world. Ended up getting my undergraduate from a place called Tabor College in Hillsboro, Kansas. Spent time in my background and previous lives as a pastor, as a chaplain, as a college educator and professor. I've done some writing and some guest lecturing, but it was really in my doctoral program where I fell in love with the idea of coaching. So I had had up to that point a couple of coaches, and they were life-changing experiences for me. And so I'm in doctoral school, and I'm researching on leadership, burnout, and how do we just keep leaders healthy? That's really where my heart is at, is what does it look like to lead well for the long term? And in that research, I was lamenting to my coach and saying, I just wish something could be done about it. And he says, Justin, you can do something about this issue if this is where you're burdened. And like the light bulb went off, and I stepped into coaching, and I finished my doctoral program, and I started a coaching business. And for the last 10 years, I have been on this quest to say, what does it look like to help people lead well in all aspects of life? And so one of the things that we cover in coaching is this idea of the health and integrity pyramid, and that at the top of this pyramid is this idea of living this totally, fully abundant life, that we are generous with all aspects. But in order to attain that pinnacle, in order to reach that, we have to set certain foundations and principles in place first. And so what we do at the very base of that, the foundation for the health and integrity pyramid, is your calling. That's being able to answer a question like, why on earth am I on earth? I think ultimately, Where we need to start is this foundation of calling. And if we get the rest of the steps well that we're going to talk about in a second, it leads to legacy. And calling and legacy, as bookends of the way I view coaching, are ultimately about other people. Will you be blessed by living into your calling? Absolutely. I think that makes your soul, your heart, your spirit come alive in ways that no other job or thing in this world can. That you were created for a purpose, and being able to identify that, being able to articulate that, being able to live into that, being able to transform yourself and others through that will be a tremendous blessing to you. But ultimately, I think calling is about other people. It's about, what are we trying to accomplish on this world that serves and advances and blesses those outside of us? Maybe that's your family. Maybe that's your customers. Maybe that's your community. Maybe that's a church or civic group that you are connected to. Maybe it's a nonprofit that you want to volunteer at. Whatever it is, your calling is ultimately something that has to be answered by you, but is for the blessing of other people. And the other side of that, if we nail everything, is about the legacy, and that is the story that the generations will tell about you into the future. And sometimes legacy is one of those scary words. On one of the future podcasts, we're going to talk about that. That either maybe it's a word you don't like or don't agree with because it's left a bad taste in your mouth, and we'll talk about that. Or maybe you just think, I'm too young, I don't even want to be concerned with a legacy, but you are always passing one on. The question is, what kind of one do you want to pass on? Maybe that's the legacy of changing your family's story and narrative. I know some of that in my own family, and some of the choices that my dad made to radically change the direction of our family, and we'll talk again about that on a future episode. But legacy is another one of these things that reminds us to live life in service towards other people. So if on those bookends, we have calling and we have legacy, calling begins the journey where we say, why on earth am I on earth? From there, if we can even begin to establish that and understand that, we move to the internal dynamics of leadership health. Those are things like your spiritual health, that you need to be connected to some sort of higher power. You need to understand your larger place in the cosmos and be connected to divine power. But what also matters is emotional health, mental health, and physical health. That if you don't lead yourself well, you cannot be expected to, nor will you be able to, lead other people well. So emotional health becomes emotional intelligence and your emotional quotient, and how do you understand the needs of the room and those that you are trying to serve? Can you name your own emotions and identify those in others? Your physical health is the way you take care of your body. Are you getting enough water? Are you getting enough sleep? Are you getting enough exercise? I mentioned earlier that I started out as a pastor and actually started coaching in the pastoral world and helping other pastors. And one of the things that I frequently told them is you cannot be expected to serve other people well if the floorboard of your car is covered in McDonald's. You become a liability, you become a ticking time bomb, and you will ultimately not be able to serve others well. That the way you take care of your body inherently matters. And then we have mental health. What are you doing? In the strict clinical definition of mental health, if you have mental health issues, are you getting the proper help there? I spent years in therapy, and it was one of the best decisions I have made for my life. But outside of that, mental health also includes things like, what books are you reading? What podcasts are you listening to? What conferences are you attending? What are you doing to grow and challenge your brain to continue to expose yourself to new ideas so that you can be of greater service to others? And those are the internal dynamics to health, your spiritual, emotional, mental, and physical health. And then we make this transition to the external world. And the external world has two components, and that is relational health. What do those key relationships around you, your spouse, your kids, your parents, your business partners, your customers, your associates, what are those closest relationships to you look like? Are they healthy? Are they strong? Are they vibrant? I tell people all the time, if my business is doing great, but I come home at night and my kids are like, yeah, but dad's a real jerk, I have failed. That is not ultimately what I want my life to be about. I want a strong and profitable business. I want to be growing. I want to expand my reach and my influence. I love seeing that my balance sheet is in the black. But it cannot come at the expense of my own health or those relationships around me. And so we spend time in coaching talking about relationships. And then we also talk about finances. I'm not a financial expert. I don't give you financial advice. But what I do know is that if you want to live a fully abundant, a fully generous life, it comes with a certain sense of giving back. And you can't do that if you are trapped and burdened by debt. That if I have a heart and a passion to build clean water wells or help get kids out of impoverished situations or end a local crime, drug problem, whatever it is that gets me passionate in community improvement, community relations, foreign or domestic, I can't fully do that if I'm also stressed about how I'm going to pay my bills every month. So financial responsibility, financial stewardship also has a component to that. And then if we get those seven areas of right, your calling, your internal leadership health, things like spiritual, emotional, mental, and physical health, and those external dynamics of leadership, right, your relationships and your finances, then we get to that other bookend of the coaching relationship where we start to talk about legacy. Now what can you pass on? Because now you're passing on more than just money, though you have that opportunity. Maybe that's an endowment fund. Maybe that is college education for your kids or grandkids, whatever that looks like. But it's also much more than that. You pass on a good name. You pass on character. You pass on leadership. You pass on longevity. You pass on strong relationships and what healthy conflict discussion looks like. You pass on what it looks like to care for your body. And ultimately, legacy becomes this rich, robust idea and beautiful portrait that we pass on. And it's those sorts of things that I am passionate about. And so in the context of coaching and giving you parameters, that's what we lean into. And so from there, I enter in with my clients into the direction and say, if this is ultimately where we need to go, and if these are the parameters of your life, and what does your individual coaching plan look like? As I mentioned earlier, this is a new podcast, but I am not new to podcasting. I've been on several, I've hosted several in the past, I've done lots of mastermind groups, but this one really came out of work with my own coach. And so let me share a bit of that story with you as we wrap up today. One of the phrases that I have used for years to define my own coaching practice is that I work with high-capacity leaders. And as much as I used that term, I also realized I didn't like it because I had trouble defining it. And if it's something that I had trouble defining it, how on earth was I going to help it resonate with other people? And so I had an earlier podcast called the Leader Quest podcast. It's still available if you want to go check it out. It was my first attempt at the podcasting world. I had, I don't know, 30 or 40 episodes, something like that. And it just felt like it was a struggle. And part of it was a struggle because I wasn't clear on those words. And then in a recent conversation with my own coach, we realized that what is behind those words is the idea of being a mission critical leader, that we all know people, and maybe you are that person, where there is something different about them, and we all know that everything rides on them, or at least that they have a lot more riding on them getting their job done than the average person. That if they fail, lots of other things fail, because it's not just their job or their department. Maybe it's the company, maybe it's the relationships, maybe it's the community investment or the good public image, or whatever it is, that we know people and organizations upon whom we could look and say, that person needs to stay healthy because everything else is riding on them. Sometimes that's the business owner, sometimes that's the C-suite executive, sometimes that's the manager or supervisor, and sometimes that is just somebody who says, I know what this journey is and I have to stay healthy because I'm an entrepreneur and I'm starting a business. That whatever it is, those mission-critical leaders upon whom have a bunch of weight resting on their shoulders is ultimately what I'm passionate about and what gets me out of bed in the morning. And so we are going to cover those things. If you resonate with that, if you like that, if you are in with that, please give this podcast a subscribe, leave it a review if it's been helpful to you. We are going to release episodes weekly. And this will be something that becomes a catalyst and a hotbed to talk trending leadership issues, but also some of maybe those forgotten aspects and elements of leadership that we cover through coaching. Finally, as we wrap up today, let me just say that I want this to be a participatory kind of podcast. And so if you have questions along the way, please email me. You can get me directly by going to podcast@justinhebert.com. I will include that in the show notes below where you can submit questions, Q&As. If you're like, hey, I have a deep burning leadership issue, what do I do? I was talking to someone recently and they said, well, how do I lead up? That I know I'm not the mission critical leader. It's my boss. And they're not leading well. How can I lead up in that organization? You have those sorts of questions. You want to see those things get answered. podcast@justinhebert.com will get you there. But with that, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for subscribing. Thanks for being a mission critical leader. And thank you for committing to do it well. I am here. My purpose, my mission in life is to support you, and I am excited to be on that journey with you on this podcast. And with that, let's wrap up episode 1, and we will see you back here for episode 2 next week.